Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our reading from 1 Peter. We're focusing on verses 12 and 13. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Well, we have reached the end of our sermon series, Strangers in a Strange Land. It's been quite a journey these past 6 weeks. We've discovered that we are strangers in the homeland, North America, and the Chicagoland area that we live in, but that we are distinctive, that we are caring, we're honorable, and answering strangers, and I will leave you to go to our website and catch up if you don't know what that means. But throughout it all, you may have noticed on the cover and up on our screen this image. Take a look at it, okay? There is a man who is standing on a rocky outcropping, and he is looking out into, well, what looks like an unknown land, right? And then you have this kind of weird upside-down city that is hovering there, as if that is possibly what he is also entering into. It's kind of a strange image, isn't it? But you can't tell. You can't tell exactly what that person is feeling as he is looking into this land. I mean, is he, afraid? Does he look like he's just kind of hesitating, not sure he wants to step forward and step into that land? Or does he look confident? Is he ready to face whatever may come with confidence? Strangers in a strange land. That's what we are. And that has been the whole point of this series. As Christians, we live in a strange land. A land where the Christian story and the Christian faith, which used to be at the center, is no longer. We have been pushed to the margins, and the culture around us is increasingly hostile to the Christian faith. But as you look at this land that you step out into through your front door, into an office, into a restaurant, or even into your very own home, as you look at what awaits you there, are you ready? Are you hopeful? Do you believe that the situation that we are actually in is a hopeful one? Are you ready to face stepping out into this with confidence? Or are you afraid of what's out there? Well, at first it doesn't seem very hopeful for us, and we know why. It's because we suffer for the sake of Jesus Christ. Look at what Peter says right here. Verse 12. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you. Fiery trial. Peter's words there indicate that this is severe affliction. This is an intense time of pain. And yet he goes on to say, as though something strange were happening to you. Don't be surprised. Peter is actually telling us, don't be surprised that this is happening. In fact, Christians should, in one way or another, expect this kind of suffering because we have broken away from our sinful lives. Earlier in this chapter, he puts it this way, since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Oh, yeah. We've left it behind. We've left behind the ways of the world. We've left behind its passions and desires and the words and the deeds that hurt others and anger God. We've left it behind, and now we follow Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. We follow in His footsteps. We follow according to His way, according to His word. And because of it, we suffer. The strange land that we are living in notices this, and they oppose us because of it. Yeah, I mean, where we cherish life, they value death. Where we cherish righteousness that comes from God, they value immorality. Where we worship the one true God in spirit and in truth, they worship themselves. And they attack us for it. They slander us for it. They make us suffer. And it's easy to lose hope because this suffering, it goes on day after day after day. Let me tell you what I mean. Last Monday, some of you may have gotten a day off because it was Columbus Day. Now, I'm not here to tout, you know, about Columbus Day and, you know, whether he truly found America. No, that's not what I'm bringing up. What I'm bringing up is, wow, it took some guts to actually do what he did and others explorers did. They packed up their stuff, they put it in some ships, and they took off across the ocean, not knowing what lay ahead. Maybe it was smooth sailing. Maybe it looked like this on certain days. Dark, stormy. Now, imagine you hoping that you're going to see land, and the next day you see this. Okay, let's just keep going. Let's see if we can find land. And the next day, you see this, and you keep seeing this. Look again at what Peter says in verse 12. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. You don't really get it right there. But trust me, Peter is addressing their ongoing suffering. These fiery trials that they were going through, this was just simply part of their lives, each and every day. And for you and me, it is the same. Maybe you have a spouse or a family member or a co-worker. Maybe you have a lifelong friend who is not a Christian. And boy, do they let you know it. Mocking your prayer life, dismissing any attempts at spiritual conversations, but then, taking every opportunity to let you know, I don't agree with the Christian faith. I don't agree with its way of life. I don't do it. Yeah. And, you post a Bible quote on Facebook or a quote from a Christian author on Twitter or a picture on Instagram, and then you see it, the comments, the emojis, the unfollows because of it. And then you look out and you see it on the news. Oh, more calls for Christians. Just get out of the way. More attacks on Christian values. And then you start noticing that it happens the next day. Oh, and then it keeps going on and on and on. Never stops. And so when you are enduring the suffering, when you are enduring the attacks on your faith, when you are enduring the slander and the reviling from these people, You can lose hope. When is it going to end? Are we ever going to see shore? Is there going to be light at the end of the tunnel? Well, let me tell you about someone who was doing that. You know, he was looking for when his suffering was ever going to end. He was, born in poverty, and he was actually had his life threatened as a toddler and had to get out of town. And then when he moved back, he had to live in some insignificant little backwater town. No one knew anything about him. But then as he grew up, he was opposed by religious elites, opposed by demon-possessed people. He was opposed by even his own family. Yeah, he was enduring all kinds of stuff. You know, their rejection, their slander, their attacks. He was enduring slaps to the face, beating, scourging, mocking. He endured so much suffering, and finally, he saw the end of it. When he was crucified, when he breathed his last, and his suffering finally ended. But you know what? He endured it all. He willingly went through it. In fact, he rejoiced at this because he knew that it would lead to this: glory, resurrection, and a life without suffering. And this is a life that he gives to you and me. Verse 13. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. You and I, we have hope. We have hope because we share in Christ's sufferings and glory. We have that hope. We share it right now, because we have been united with Jesus in his death and resurrection, causing us to be born again, giving us the salvation of our very souls. And then we share it in the future. One day, brothers and sisters in Christ, his glory will be revealed. And everyone, all the nations will see that he is Lord, that he is King. And you and me, we will be vindicated for our sufferings. See, we have this hope. Even if they attack us, even if they slander us and they mock us and make fun of us, and it just goes on and on and on and on, because our sufferings are Christ's sufferings, and his glory is our glory. And because of him, we are able to endure, because our lives are held tight in his hands. We know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. You know what? We know that this is how the story ends for us: glory, resurrection, and a life without suffering. But if we have this hope always, what does that mean for the here and now, living as strangers in a strange land? Well, listen to what Peter says. He says, therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. Huh. That kind of begs the question, doesn't it? As hopeful strangers living in this strange land, does your life actually show the hope that you have in Jesus Christ? Does it show through your words and through your deeds. You know, there are many ways that it can be shown to others. You know, do you struggle with your sinfulness? Even though you know that in living for Jesus Christ and breaking away from sin, it may bring suffering, but do you trust that God's glory will be revealed through it? Are you entrusting yourself to your faithful Creator? Meaning, are you suffering for the sake of Jesus Christ, knowing that He will provide, He will protect you ultimately? And are you doing good for others? Are you loving and serving them, even in the face of attack and reviling, because you know that Jesus loved and served you, and you didn't deserve it? And doing good, as Peter says, I mean, are you sharing stuff? Are you sharing the things that you have, your material resources, your financial resources? Are you sharing them with people because you have an eternal inheritance in heaven? Are you sharing time with people? Are you actually saying, you know what? I have eternity in Jesus Christ, so I am free to go to people, to go to believer and unbeliever alike and get to know them and build relationships. And therefore, are you sharing Jesus with people? Are you sharing His love with people? Are you sharing the hope that He gives you and the hope that He can give them? And so that brings us all the way back to the beginning, not only of this sermon, but of this series. We are strangers in a strange land. We don't know the language. We don't know the customs. We are outsiders. But as you look at this strange land that you're going to enter once you get up and leave this building, are you afraid? You don't have to be. You have hope. You have hope from your faithful Creator who suffered for you so that you can have His glory. And He gives this to you now and always so that you don't just survive living in this strange land. You honestly can thrive because of Him. Amen.